Welcome to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. I'm your host, Rob Cantrell, coming straight from Santa Monica Boulevard. We're right here at the pier in California. I ran out here to do some shows, also visit some family, and pitch a couple things, but I'm in town. And this is the first time I've been in town for a while, like since the pandemic. So this is a trip just being in California right now. It's absolutely beautiful. The weather's amazing. Yeah, there's some homeless people. I think it's just America's got to figure it out that this is like the chillest spot on the beach. And yeah, I have the, there's the Santa Monica. I went over there yesterday. There's a awesome, what is that thing? It's not a pinwheel, but a wonder wheel. You know, where you sit in it and you go around. It's not a merry-go-round, but I don't know. You just sit in there and that's what it is. I think I got some comps rolling up in here. I don't know what they're doing. But I think this is still recording. There's a red light on it, so it's still happening. But yeah, it's, and I would say it's like 73 degrees, absolutely amazing. My skin needs this vitamin D. Oh, is that a bead of sweat? That's the thing, is like you get all psyched up for California and you get all set up. I see these people hiking. And I had to walk to the dispensary this morning, and it took like, you know, 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back, so that's an hour. Everything takes a little bit longer in California because it's so goddamn big. Gosh darn big. I don't want to bum this place out. I definitely want to give it its props. And I definitely got some great herb whelms here. The Green Goddess was a dispensary that I enjoyed in Venice. But all the dispensaries are kind of like the East Coast where, I don't know, it was a lot more wild, wild west out here. So they open up and close, they go big, they go down. The cannabis market is all over the place. And it's everybody's figuring it out in real time is what I'm seeing. And seeing what is good and what is bad. And the good thing about California is, you know, they know everything. So the two spots I went to was one here in Santa Monica called Rose. It was on Rose Street, Rose Collective. So it seems like they're just kind of like art collectives or nonprofit type of situations. Kind of a little bit what the bodega system was happening in NYU, but it's a little bit higher end and it's a little bit, some of them are bougie, some are not, but you know, I used Weed Maps as the app and I found a couple good ones and $8 great pre-rolls from Henry's is what I got. And I got this Nitro Cold Brew. I'm on the beach in Santa Monica podcasting it up for the Cannabis Coffee Hour episode 268. Holy shit. Yeah, it is a little bit late. I'm doing this on Saturday. But, you know, I've never been able to do it at the beach. And this is fucking chill. You're just sitting here with me. I took my socks and shoes off. This is not a feet video. But just getting your fucking toes in the sand just feels so good. There's something just super primal and cool about the beach, but there's also a lot of pain in the ass. And like today I was walking and I had jeans on and my ass just started sweating. So that was one of the things that I forgot about. Uh-oh, here's 5-0. They're wondering, okay, it's just lifeguards, not real 5-0. I used to be so scared to spark joints and stuff, but in California, it's so, nobody cares anymore. That's what I love about it. But I'm still cognizant of kids and shit. Like, I was going to do it over here in Santa Monica on the boardwalk and shit, but there's kids and weirdos, and then I thought, hey, maybe I'll just go right into the middle of the sand and knock this out. But this is a strain. This is Henry's. Now, Henry's has the best pre-rolls in California, and you see them in New York and stuff like that. But Henry's has high-quality outdoor-grown cannabis. When I ask for outdoor-grown cannabis, these are the ones they go to. Now, the thing is like the THC count out here is still going up, like 23 to 33. You know, I'm still want a THC around 19 to 22%. Anything else, it starts to get a little bit trippy, which is fine. But for me, you know, I'm more of a ganja smoker. Like, I just want to smoke good, healthy spliffs that taste like salad. Like, they taste like this California salad. The California produce is ridiculous, and their coffee game is ridiculous. The hotel I'm staying at has a sick coffee shop. I went to the Dogtown coffee shop, full-on skate, surfboard type style. But, and that was sick. I'm just giving a couple places a shout out. Like, I definitely have gone around and have figured out what works and what doesn't. Oh my God. That is delicious, delicious cold brew. And this is Maui Wowie. I don't know if it's the real Maui Wowie, but I will say, like, this strain, I once got a joint from a guy that grew it in Hawaii, and that was some of the best pot I've ever had. And I knew it was outdoor, and this guy was an old traveler. It was in San Francisco in like 99, no, probably like 2001. But old hippie Hawaiian dude gave me the sickest joint that I still remember to this day. Because there was zero paranoia to it. I remember that. And I remember it just being clean and mean. And I think that's what Maui Wowie, like, I don't know enough about strains and stuff like that, about genetics and all that. But I do know, you know, Sour Diesel is where I go towards. You know, will you ever get the first batch? Like, I guess everything's growing and evolving and mutating in some type of way. And so is life, man. That's what's going on right now, is like, everybody's dealing with the moment. And right now, the moment is something so brand new and almost foreign, in terms of the technology, in terms of cannabis laws, in terms of politics going wonky. You know, they're not letting people have abortions, which is whack. I always say with that is like, people, not to be crude. I'm trying not to cuss and get as raw as I used to be, but people be fucking. That's what I've always been saying. People have always been fucking, and they're going to keep on fucking. And it's just what it is. I guess what I'm talking about is like, you know, the trans and the gays and the everybody going, no, don't do that. You know, it's just... It's evolving, it's evolving. Human beings are figuring out sexuality, spirituality in real time. Human beings are figuring out global economics in real time, environmental. You want to go deep, but it's happening now. And these concepts, the more I've been meditating, the more I understand about mental concepts. And a lot of us are just completely, you know, in our mental concepts of this guy's good, this guy's bad, this guy did me wrong, this good, you know, all these things, all this drama. And when you let it go, you realize, like, oh, like that sea breeze right there, there's nothing better than that sea breeze. Like, it's just awesome. I almost don't want to smoke this joint. It's so good out here, but I should. I need to relax with the podcast and just realize that, hey, this is just 1 hour, 45 minutes to an hour, me coming to someplace cool, like this here, Santa Monica Boulevard, and vibing it out. And right now, I'm just getting sun right on my forehead. Which is always fun. and it right on my nose. But I did. You got with suntan lotion or sunblock. Always get the tip of my nose. That's what I always think about. Is my tip of my nose, then the top part of my cheeks, because that will light up. If you get that shit lit up, oh man, you're on fire, kid. You don't look right. But we got a little bit of a breeze. I wonder, I'll let the breeze calm down and then I'll try this pre-roll out. Now, pre-rolls, I went and got this pre-roll specifically because I did have this, like I asked this girl at one of the dispensaries for the most, what I always say is, give me the most organic, outdoor grown, kombucha drinking, dirty, hippie, humble, sun goddess shit you got. I don't want the frosty frost. I don't want the shit that looks like crack. I don't want any of that shit. I want the green goddess. And Henry's is right up there. But she gave me this weed that was like grown by moon cycles. Lunar, I'll give them a shout out, but it was like lunar, look for it, but it was really good. Sorry, everybody, I wasn't on the mic, but I did get the spliff rolling, and it's burning great right on the beach. And it tastes amazing. Henry's is like one of the best, but it's definitely a little bit stronger than I would like. They need to bring it down a little bit. You know, I think just the 19 to 22 THC range is where it's at. Where it's at, Beck. I've been seeing Beck around. I mean, at comedy shows. I'm trying to get on this venue called Largo. I've done it before. I DM'd a couple other people. Like, I came to town, LA that is, really fast. So I didn't organize it as well as I wanted to organize it. But I hit up a few people, so tomorrow I'm doing a good show called Good Heroin. They have it also in New York, but these guys run it. They're hilarious. But it's supposedly like one of the better shows in town, so I'm excited about that. I'm doing that in Echo Park tonight. And then tomorrow, Friendship Buddies is a show I'm doing that I heard great about, heard great things about, and I'm also doing that. And then, you know, as soon as I finish this episode, I'm going to try to cut it up and get it out there. For the episode of the Cannabis Coffee Hour. But, yeah, I saw Beck in concert once in New York at the Hammerstein Ballroom with a friend, and he got me tickets, and I remember I was doing a lot of comedy at the time, and I just needed to go to one concert, and I saw that one, and now he did this whole thing, he did his whole set. And then he did this thing that he was at a dinner table at the end, and they were doing percussions, like, with the forks and spoons, and doing a sick beat. It must have been over 10 years ago, 15, maybe 20 years ago now. Time. Crazy, right? All of a sudden, one day I was smoking a joint in San Francisco in 28, then all of a sudden I'm in my 50s here smoking a joint in sunny California. And I wouldn't want it any other way. Doing a couple shows tonight. I'm gonna rent a bike and check out the freaks here. But I got up early in the morning. You know, everybody's talking about working out early in the morning. You know what's really good early in the morning is just walking. That's what I did today. I just came down before anybody came out here. I saw the moon was like still in the sky, but it was like blue. It definitely had like that. Star Wars thing going on. But yeah, it was glorious. It's been a while. Just breathe that in. Just breathe in. There's some seagulls. But the you know, the palm trees wig me out. I love all the palm. I'm still, like, I'm looking at them right now over here. It's like just a row of hotels and shit. And it still just blows me away how epic a palm tree is. A palm tree is just, you know, you're at the beach when there's palm trees. You know, you don't see palm trees in Virginia. You don't see palm trees in North Carolina. You don't see palm trees in Ohio. And if they are, it's definitely fake. But you definitely see palm trees in L.A. Some in San Francisco around the coast. But, man, they're pretty epic. I wonder if these palm trees, you know, they got coconut. Coconut everything, man. Been rocking a lot of California fucks with coconut. Coconut flakes as sweetener. I got some crazy smoothie. I did an espresso coconut smoothie. I went decadent yesterday. It was crazy. But, I have the cannabis coffee hour, so I was like, yo, I'm going to try this out. And it was just, it had the slushy ice. You got to love the slushy ice. And it was a great coffee drink. It was this place that was kind of Whole Foods-y. I know it was famous, and if I say the name, everybody in L.A. knows it. And they have great spices, and they do all these crazy smoothies. It's just weird how the nutritional value of food out here is respected. And, you know, it's just culinary. It's just different. Just should be hitting for different. This weed, Zero Paranoia, the Maui Wowie from Henry's, pre-roll is some of the best in the world. I smoked just an inch of it, and I couldn't be more excited. I feel like I could podcast another 12 hours. Hear that? That's the roller coaster. There's a dude with looking for metal over there. He's looking. He has a metal detector. He has a hat. He has a camera. He's going. He has a sifter. He has like a fishnet sifter, and he's sifting through the sand, and then he's got the metal. But you could totally find shit out here. Like, out here in California, this dude he's going to find a Rolex once in his life. He could be finding it right now. Or, like, a really old dish, like a silver pitcher dish of some sort. Shout out Henry's. This is one of the best pre-rolls I have. And I got it from Rose Collective on Rose Avenue in Santa Monica. And this thing, I'm lighting this in the wind by the beach in the sand. And it lights right up and it isn't running and it hits perfect. Just quality. Like, that's what's kind of fascinating. Like, my love of weed is going up and down like that roller coaster. Like, you know, as you get older, there's other shit going on that you have to process. And sometimes, you know, you gotta put the herb down. But as it gets legalized and normalized, you can kind of figure out what's good for you, or, you know, you just don't have that run around energy. And I still have a little bit of the run around energy, like go find the weed. Like today I had to go, you know, because I am kind of a snob. So I do think it's important to get good cannabis. Like, I do think it's important, especially now with all this fentanyl bullshit out there and all the, how grimy the world is getting in some ways. I don't mean to get negative, but meaning what decisions are being made and people not looking out for their health. I mean, just keep it super duper basic. I do think the body is a temple. Like, I do think this is the only thing that you got. And so, you know, the health food thing. But that's what I'm like. Everybody's got their own gig and their own vibration. As much as I want to preach and go, you got to eat healthy and the body's a temple and all that, you can get run over by a truck the next half hour, you know, randomly. And then, Some people smoke cigarettes and do coke for their whole lives and live to 97. You just don't know. That's what's crazy about all of it, you know? The more you think you got a finger on it, it goes away. And the more I learn not to even try to get a finger on it, the better I am. It's all about experience and letting things be. And I feel really bad. I hope I'm not disturbing anybody doing this podcast. We're cooking. It feels great. I literally have to say this is one of the best combos I've ever had in terms of cannabis, coffee, and podcasting experience. This is it, man. We are chilling. We are chilling in Santa Monica. This is a cold brew. Nitro cold brew on tap. This coffee shop had a nitro. You see that? Like, it goes iced coffee, cold brew, nitro cold brew. And they usually have a little mini keg, is what I'm seeing with coffee shops. And so the nitro, that shit will knock you on your ass, especially the shit from Starbucks. Now, this place was like an organic, within the coffee shop, it was like organic and single, like whatever that means, or whatever, you know, it was very ethically bought and made and grown is what that means. And but they had it on nitro on cold brew tap. And then I got that and it foams up, but she didn't put it on ice. And I was like, she goes, yeah, they told us not to put it on ice, whatever their consultant was. A lot like how we had Gotham. Shout out to Gotham Coffee Roasters. Like, I'm sure this hotel just came in and they had this consultant on like great coffee and great espressos. And that's what their setup was. And they had a little like ducked out window. But there's a whole line of motels and hotels here in Santa Monica. They're expensive, but some, I don't know. There's some that are a little bit more run down that I checked out that don't have organic espresso shops in them, that I could, you know, I don't know. I'm with the fam and everything. So I'm, you know, we're taking care of business, but if I was going solo, I could dip in, you know, me. I'll sleep. I can make it happen with a little bit of weed and a little bit of a chill setup. And that's the thing about California, is a little bit of weed and a little bit of a chill setup in life is all you need. And then this place has a lot of weed and a lot of chill setups. But the only thing is it got found out and then it's a little wonky in the middle. I don't know. In terms of the haves and have nots, once again, it feels like that. But I don't want to talk about economics. This is the Cannabis Coffee Hour. We're talking about Henry's pre-rolls and super nitro coffee, which I absolutely love. In this breeze, there's some people playing volleyball over there, doing straight up Top Gun, right here in Santa Monica. Yeah, I could check out a roller coaster later. It's opened at night, but I heard it gets a little scary. You know, the freaks come out at night. Everybody's out at night, you know, and it's Los Angeles. It's a big ass city. So I don't know. But right now, walking around everybody seems super cool and super mellow. The weather couldn't be great. The wind is kind of kicking. I hope it's not picking up on the mic too much. I'm trying to block it, but I should be cognizant. But through the headphones, this sounds great. And I'm having a blast doing it. But I definitely had a blast doing my show 1972. That was amazing. Shout out to everybody that came out to my show in Brooklyn, 1972. Young Ethels, I'm going to do it again. You know, I just did like an hour of material. I don't know. I think I did a little bit over. So that's why I think that's my new move, is just to be like doing that once a month and then do some other shows and then, you know, do the road. And hopefully I'll get out there and perform with the Cannabis Coffee Hour podcast experience. and we could do it on the beach. We could do some yoga sessions. I have been getting into stretching like you wouldn't believe, dude. Like, I do my 5 Tibetans. Like, I went to the gym there, and there was, like, this power workout girl. Dude, this chick had tattoos and stuff, and she was just, like, doing cowbells and stuff. And I just rolled in, and I just got the yoga mat, and I just knocked out my stretches, like, within 12, 15 minutes, I knocked out my stretches, and then I did some other stretches, and I got out of there. Because the workout room is cool, but you don't know the person, and then it's kind of the germs and stuff like that, you know, not to get too freaked out about germs, but in little spaces. And I just was flying, so it's like, this feels so good to be out here. This is perfect. Just feeling this breeze, feeling this California love. Got airplanes up above. Oh, man. But this stretch, this is the one that I've been doing, is touching my toes. That's like the easiest stretch in the world. Or like touching your toes is like literally so good for your spine, is what I've been hearing. Like, so that's been my move, is just touching my toes. And then they do got, dude, I'm right over here. I could show this. Maybe I could show this with the GoPro. But this over here, this is a whole workout joint where people people work out. There's like all these different pull-up bars, and then they got the monkey bars, but for adults over there, which is crazy. Like the rings, and they have a whole line of them, and people line up and do the whole thing. It's like a little bit like the Gold's Gym type of joint, but low rent. it's more like, you know, it's like a Bronze Gym or a Sapphire or Fugazi. I still love some good alternative rock. I guess that's what I've been listening to. A little bit of Fugazi. I mean, you got to give it up for Fugazi. And you got to give it up for the Bad Brains. And you got to give it up for Clutch. Got to give it up for Lion Eyes. There's so many great bands from the D.C. area. And then, you know, the Mighty Go-Go. That's, you know, that's like the best of the best. The first time I came to D.C. was with another D.C. cat. And we stayed with another D.C. cat. And it was in my 20s. The first time I came to L.A., I took a train from Colorado. It was insane. This is a true story. I took an Amtrak, and I ate mushrooms. And I had ground up mushroom dust, and I put it in my tea. And I took that. And then I came here, and then I went to my buddy from D.C., and then we stayed with a dude from D.C. that lived right... No, we just met up with him, and I smoked pot with him. I didn't stay with him. I stayed with another dude from college. But it was just always... I don't know. I miss D.C. I'm going back there next week. I think I got a comedy gig, but I'm seeing some friends, and I may go to a baseball game. So maybe I'll podcast at the baseball game. The thing is, the Cannabis Coffee Hour, we're going everywhere, man. Check out my shirt. We're right here in California. This is insane, man. This is one of my favorite podcasts of all time. You never know. That's what it's like. It's never easy, but you never know. And then I never know in the edit, so you can't get too cocky. I just appreciate everybody that is watching, that's been listening, that you liked. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to go all around the big globe. The thing about California is, like, we're on the edge. This is the edge of America. This is the very end. And from being from the East Coast and then coming out here is just a wild experience. Because you're like, okay, I'm on the other side of the country. And then right over there's, you know, China, right over this ocean, you know, that's just the other ocean out there, is Asia, I believe, and Russia. It's not Europe. I don't know enough about the globe. I don't know enough about anything. But the planet does fascinate me. The Earth is such a cool, wild space. Like, we are literally on the flying through outer space. Like, I'm laying on this beach by the ocean next to a roller coaster while we're flying thousands of miles per hour around the sun. And because of that spinning and that light and that heat, it produces a reflection of the whole other part. And it's like, yeah, there's the adult monkey bars over there. I need to try them out. But I was like, yo, I got to do a podcast. I got to get out there. I was going to get a guest, but then I talked to my buddy, Dan Curry, and he was like, nah, dude, you can't be getting people last minute in LA. I mean, I probably could. I felt around to like 3 or 4 people. But next time, you know, I come out here, I'll figure it out. That's the thing about the podcast. It just keeps on going. And we keep on learning, and we keep on moving, and we keep on sitting in the sun, having some coffee. There's a family walking behind me. Who cares? Yeah, dozens and dozens of palm trees. And they're not like regular trees. They just fucking sprout. And then their head just explodes. Like, if there ever was a stoner tree, it was definitely the palm tree. Well, the chill tree. I don't know. Whenever you're in the sun, everything slows down. Because moving too fast, you can't be doing that. Not at all. You got to slow down and lay in the sun. But, you know, you got to pump the blood through the heart as well. And that's what I'm just eyeing up these bikes. Especially as I get older, like, I got to exercise to live. And I think, yeah, that's what you start to understand as you get older. And as I just appreciate more and more and try to look at the really simple things, you know. And that's what I love about doing this podcast, because it is the simple things that's always made me happy. It is like the sunshine. It is like the sand. It is like my friends. But I also love being creative. And it's a healthy thing to do. Especially as you get older, like, it's just like people got to release. It's hard, man. Life is just hard, hard, hard. I'll never say that it isn't. But it is. But who knows? And that's what I've learned so far, is like, absolutely, it's the mystery of it all that keeps me having so much fun and pushing myself to kind of be more productive in terms of, you know, taking comedy more serious in terms of the business side. But as I go along, I just got to like be nice to myself and say, hey, this is how I do it. If I do it right, you know, it's clean and mean and ready to rock and roll. And that's what I feel about the 1972 show. It was very me. It just felt right. And I've been watching the videos and taking notes, like, you know, just going hard in the paint with it. And it's fun. I'm at that point, you know, I kind of know who I am and why I'm here. And why I'm here is to smoke some herb and drink coffee and lay on the beach and do a podcast and make it look easy. But, you know, nothing really is. But to get to here, but then that's when you get to, you know, living in the moment. Everything is really easy. Breathing, it really does go back to your breath. I do the 4 counts in, then the 4 counts down, out, and then I do pause for like four counts. That's what I heard is the super breath. Yeah, this weed is absolutely, I'll have a little bit more, but yeah, it's not, it, you know, you've seen this. This is all California herb just knocks you out, man. You can't fuck around with this. Maui, wowie. I mean, just such an amazing day. Literally, it feels like 76. And with a nice cool breeze and not too crowded. I want to do more beats. Please check out my album, my music album, on Spotify. Caffeinated Dope Rhymes. it's just more of a greatest hits, and I did that during the pandemic. But I just recently, my stand-up album, Pure Uncut Joy, that I did with 800 Pound Gorilla, is back on Spotify, which it hasn't been, like, for 3 years. They kept me off for, like, 3 years. I don't know. There must have been. Maybe I'll get a check out of it. Maybe not. I don't know. The momentum of that album got totally killed by this fucking deal. And I like that album, but it wasn't the best crowd on the best night, but I can't say that. Everybody there, that was awesome, and I had a lot of help. Shout out to Chris Laker, and shout out to everybody at 800 Pound Gorilla. Even though they didn't have my CD up there for a couple years, but they were fighting for good reason. I can't get mad. You know, a lot of that's my selfishness. But they were fighting for the collective rights of stand-up comedy. But I was like the lamb they threw to, because I saw some other people that were not. But I don't know. Who knows? It gets tricky when you start dealing with like Spotify and YouTube and who's controlling what and what's being controlled. But I'm just excited that it's back out there. There's this like fruit cart over here. That's pretty dope. This is, I mean, again, like the spliff was perfect. The only thing is, I gotta go to the fucking bathroom, man. So maybe I'll stop and pick up a little bit later.
All right, check.
Yeah, this is the thing I was talking about. They got monkey bars over here. So I think I'm going to try them on this trip. This guy's rocking them. I think he signed something. but it's been a glorious day, and they had bathrooms. I had to run over here and go to the bathroom. But right now, I think I'm gonna try these monkey bars. We're back. I just wanted to take a look at the Santa Monica whole thing over here. So there's the mountains, and there is a fucking roller coaster and a Wonder Wheel. There's a bunch of hotels.
nice. I almost don't want to talk over it, you know, it's just so nice. Birds are talking to me. Look at that. Roller coasters rocking the mountains out. Here in Santa Monica, I'm going to hang out with the Lost Boys tonight. I'm doing a show called Good Heroin in Echo Park. I heard it's one of the best shows around. Let's see here. There's the back. We're just here chilling. Give you the 360 degree. Just so we have this for the tail end. And I love you. Peace and love. From the Cannabis Coffee Hour, Santa Monica edition. Rocking out with the seagulls. Oh yeah, there was a crow. And it was just it was a crow hanging out in the palm tree. And the crow is just so epic. Quote the raven. Well, is a crow and a raven? I think I got them mixed up. Well, all right. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. This is Santa Monica. This is the gear. We got the Zoom. We got the iPhone. We got the coffee. We got the Henry's pre-roll. California, I love you.
Okay, I got watermelon, okay. Mango, pineapple.
Oh my God.
Oranges, cucumber, coconut.
I'll just take watermelon.
Sure.
Or do you do combos? What do you recommend?
Oh, if you want watermelon, mango, and pineapple, it's perfect.
Yes.
Okay, because it's mostly popular.
Yes. That sounds amazing.
Mostly people ask me watermelon, mango, and pineapple.
Awesome. And how much is that?
I have two prices. I have $10. And I have 15.
Okay.
The small one is 10 and the regular is 15.
Okay, I'll take the small one. Okay. Can I film it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.